What would you say to the governor, and what do you think the governor will do once this actually is in the form of a bill and then is sent to his desk? Do you think he'll sign it?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, on the work group, I would point out it was a bipartisan group. And though, you know, we didn't agree on every single thing, I'd say, you know, 9 out of 10 items were bipartisan recommendations. So there ought to be a lot for anyone in the state to agree with. I mean, body cams was one of those examples. You know, I think funding is a question, but by and large, I think the group thought it was a good idea to start having all of our officers use that. So my hope is that the governor would get on board with some of that. And, you know, and where there are disagreements, we'll have to see. But, you know, every poll I've looked at has our state and the country in wide agreements that we should try and do way better on the issue of reining in force.
What would your response be to the governor if he decides not to sign this? What would you think the consequences would be if he does not do it?
Well, look, the reality is he's in a state where the legislature has the ability to override a veto. And I think on this particular issue, we will easily get a veto-proof majority in favor of reining in police use of force. So, you know, it would be my prediction that a governor's veto would be swiftly overridden by the legislature, in which case it would be sort of a bumper sticker statement or a political statement of sorts. He's been known to do that sort of thing in the past, but at moments he's been thoughtful. So I'd like to think that the thoughtful side of the governor will emerge as he launches a presidential campaign.